This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. You know, advertisers aren't the only ones spending some big bucks on Super Bowl Sunday. A recent survey found that on average, Americans spend a little over $68 a piece on game day, mostly on food and bowl gear. But in addition to the chicken wings, the beer, the team jerseys, there's another $99 million being wagered in Nevada. Now, that's just the legal stuff. Here to talk to us about game day spending action of a different sort is RJ Bell. He's a sports betting expert and the founder of pregame.com. Welcome, RJ.
I'm absolutely happy to be here. Super Bowl is the one time that everyone is interested in Vegas and a little sports betting.
Yeah, right? I mean, this is huge. That $90 million, that's just in one place. We know that a lot of this stuff happens in other ways. Can you give us a big picture on how much is being spent betting, both in Vegas and maybe not in Vegas?
Yeah, I like the way you whisper when you talk about the other places. You know, last year actually was a record in Nevada. $99 million was bet. This year, consensus opinion is that record's going to be broken, so we will be 100 million plus is the expectation, but that is just Nevada. Well, how much of the total is Nevada? About 1%. Only 1% is legal and regulated here in Nevada. That means if you extrapolate out, $10 billion will be bet on this game worldwide. That is expected to be another record.
Okay, this is a huge industry in and of itself. But, you know, give us an idea in the U.S., you know, who bets on the Super Bowl? Is there a general demographic or does this shoot across the board?
The estimate here in Nevada is 90% of the people who bet will be recreational bettors as opposed to professional bettors. That is the highest percentage of recreational bettors of any American sporting event. So the simplest answer I can give you is more people are betting this than anything else, which means you've got some people making only one sports bet a year and it is on the Super Bowl. Now, why do they do that? It's not so much you're betting with a bookie. It's not even so much you're coming to Vegas to bet. It's social. It's an office pool. It is a party where there's squares where you can just randomly have a square and have a chance to win. You don't have to have expertise to want to be involved. In fact, for a lot of people, if you're not involved with a little something on the game, you feel left out. By some estimates, over half of adult Americans will have something at risk on this game.
Well, and the thing is, it's not just about the game, right? I mean, you talk to the entertainment factor here. Folks make bets on the craziest things, like how long it takes to sing the national anthem, or will Bruno Mars wear a hat or not? Doesn't it just run the gamut? It's almost anything.
And the purpose of those prop bets, which are proposition bets outside of the game itself, is to interest the non-fan. If you look at a regular season of the NFL, week 12, let's say randomly, you've got the fans, the hardcore NFL people betting that week. The difference between an average regular season week and the Super Bowl is the other bettors, and they're not big fans, so they don't want to bet on how many yards Peyton Manning is going to throw for or anything like that. They want to bet on things like the coin toss, and you might laugh and say, wait, you can bet on the coin toss before the game? In fact, that's one of the biggest prop bets there is. It's simple. People understand it, all the way, as you said, to the national anthem length, all the way to the color of the Gatorade being poured on the winning coach. So it really is about how do you get the casual fan who is only maybe watching this one NFL game involved. That's what the sportsbooks try to do with these alternative props.
Oh my gosh, RJ. It's having too much fun because I'm going to now watch the game with very different eyes. What can people bet on? So here's the thing. Let's just say, I'm not particularly a gambler, but let's say you got 20 bucks, you got $100. You know, for folks who do this once a year, those guys, those regular folks, how can you both increase your odds of making a big return on that?
Well, if you go for a big return, you pay a premium. The average sports bettor, the average human being, likes to risk a little bit to win a lot. Well, the sports books know that, so they charge a premium. So if you are going for a 10-to-1 shot or a 20-to-1 shot, probably not getting the best bet. But remember, like Warren Buffett talks about, he thinks over the long run, his stock picks are going to make money. But he says on any given day or given week or even given month, he can't tell you which way any stock is going to go. It's the same thing with professional bettors in Vegas. Over the long run, they're going to win about 55% of their games. That allows them to live in a big house and not work a day job. But on any given game, there's a 45% chance they're going to lose.
Oh, RJ, you quoted Buffett. I'm so enamored of you right now.
You know, I had that especially set up for you, so.
Why, thank you, sir. You know, and for folks out there who understand this, if you're betting in Vegas, there are some tax implications. But if you're betting outside of Vegas, well, I don't have much advice for you. RJ, thank you so much for joining us.
Enjoy the game.
Thanks. RJ Bell is founder of pregame.com. So I want to know, what are you betting on this weekend? Tweet it at LiveMoney.